The Mat-Su School Board has 7 members, and this October, 3 seats are up for election. Seat C is uncontested by Susan Pauger, incumbent and current president of the board. 2 candidates are running for seat G, Dave Cheeseman and Ray Michelson, both from Palmer. Then there's seat F, with 4 candidates competing, including Talkeena resident Dr. Donna Dearman. Donna explains running for a seat with so many other candidates was not part of her election strategy.
The day candidacy opened, I was the first person to file my candidacy papers, and I filed for seat F. Why did I file for seat F? I really can't tell you. It was a coin toss. So here all of a sudden there are 4 of us running for seat F, and it's kind of odd, and people keep saying, why are 4 people running for seat F? I don't know, but I am the only one running from the upper valley. That I can tell you.
Donna's name is on the ballot for seat F along with Jim Tapley of Sutton, Stephen Jacobson of Wasilla, and Lacey Neal, incumbent and resident of Wasilla. Donna believes that the cities of Palmer and Wasilla are already well represented on the board, and that it is important to have someone from the outer borough to represent the needs of more rural communities. The Mat-Su School Borough District is home to 45 schools ranging in enrollments from about 20 to more than 1,300 students. With a district-wide enrollment of approximately 17,500 students, Mat-Su is the second largest school district in Alaska behind Anchorage. During her campaign, Donna committed to visit and chat with the principals and administrators of more than half the schools in the district. She was interested in their thoughts and concerns, and she discovered a strong pattern and what they had to say.
This is what I hear. A lot of it is based on attendance. You know, if we can get the children to school, if we can get the students in the classroom and allow the teachers to get them engaged and teach, do what the teachers, because we have such great teachers in the Mat-Su, if we can get the teachers to just give them all that they've got.
Academic achievement at the state level is measured by the Alaska School Performance Index. 25% of a school's rating is based on attendance. In results released last month, Talkeena Elementary fell short of a 4-star rating because of its attendance rate. Talkeena Elementary has the lowest attendance rate of any of the elementary schools in the borough at 88%. Donna Dearman points out that the borough does not have a cohesive plan dealing with attendance.
If someone were to say to me, what would be a goal of yours, it would be to collaborate with the district, the school board, administrators, teachers, and parents, and let's work on something that everybody feels that they had a buy-in with, that they contributed to, and that we could come up with something, because the only way that we are going to continue to be successful in raising those test scores and raising graduation rates is to have children in school. That's where they need to be. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's hard here. It's winter. It's dark. It's cold. I don't want to go wait for the bus. I don't want. But I don't want today is not going to translate to your productive future.
Donna acknowledges the diversity of students in the borough. She's a huge proponent of homeschool programs, vocational courses, and programs for students with special needs. First a teacher, then an assistant principal in the Miami School District in Florida, Donna has worked in the field of education for over 20 years. In 1990, she helped draft a piece of legislation in Florida that has since been adopted in all 50 states that acknowledges that English is a second language for deaf students whose first language is American Sign Language. Since its adoption, numerous deaf students have been able to use this distinction to gain admission to public universities. Donna received her doctorate in special education administration in 1996. In Talkeena, Donna volunteers at the Talkeena Elementary School, runs the Upper Susitna Seniors Meals on Wheels program, and is a volunteer DJ on KTNA. In-person absentee voting opens at the Talkeena Public Library next Monday, September 16th. For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.